Hello and welcome to another episode of The Day in the Life of Pete with me, Peter Bayfield. Now, this week, I've kind of only really started being more social and having fun enjoying myself at the end of the week because, let me tell you, the end of last week was carnage. Carnage, carnage, carnage. When they tell you things come in threes, things really do come in threes. I was having the worst Saturday evening of my life. So, I'm glad yesterday I had a good day out. Literally, I was going through my front door at my parents' house because I stay there at like weekends usually, and basically it all started going wrong because literally my smoothie had spilled all down me. I'd popped my blister and then I'd walked into my room where this glass had smashed on the floor and physically cut me. Then I've headbutted the towel rack when in the bathroom, when picking something up off the floor. I was having the worst Saturday ever. Like, honestly, I've not had a day like that in a long time. And I know I'm not the only person that has days like that. So I'm glad I was able to have a good day out yesterday and enjoy myself. Where I actually really did enjoy myself because I ate at my favourite restaurant, Leon, was with one of my friends shopping. I tried some stuff on, but like didn't actually buy anything because the thing is I didn't actually find exactly what I was looking for. I found stuff that I liked, but it wasn't stuff that I actually needed. So I was being that sensible person that was like, don't buy it if you don't really need it, which is actually good and strange for me because I'm never normally like that. The annoying thing yesterday was literally something was setting off the shop alarms and all I had was my phone and my keys with me, and honestly it was so annoying because I was so confused why it was happening. And I've had these items with me before and it's never happened. So I was so confused. But it was nice that the people in the shops were like understanding and not making accusations. But yeah, I had such a laugh. Like, I was sitting at tables in John Lewis and was literally like making up fake scenarios like, this is the posh table, this is the family drama table, and we was like acting and making scenes and stuff. It was so fun. What else happened? Oh yeah, I nearly slipped in some mud. My friend saved me. Honestly, if my friend didn't grab me at the right moment, I would have fallen on the floor, like on the pavement, and probably hurt myself. Then the carnage would have happened, but luckily, the carnage didn't happen. I didn't have mud all over me and was fine. On where I saw it hanging up and was literally like, I really like this coat, love it, love it, love it. And then when I tried it on, because my hair's like orange, I was like, why do I look like Bianca Jackson from EastEnders? Like, if you go on my TikTok, you'll see the video. But honestly, it was giving me Bianca vibes from EastEnders, and I was like, there's no way I can buy this coat now that I'm thinking that. Do you know what I mean? Honestly. Yesterday did get me excited for Christmas. I feel, yeah, it is a bit too early for like Christmas music. I mean, card shops and other shops, I don't feel it's too early for like Christmas gifts or decorations, because obviously it is only like a month away for that. But to play Christmas songs in the shops, I think still is a bit too early. I think from December, that's when they should be allowed to do that. I was even seeing, like, River Island putting up cardboard, wooden Christmas tree things. And I think that's a bit too early. Like, that should all be done in, like, December. I mean, putting, like, some of the outfits out and stuff is fine. If people want to prepare early for, like, Christmas parties. Or, as I said, decorations is fine for people to get decorations prepared or gifts prepared, because it's cheaper to buy them, like, now. And same with, like, card shops with cards, it's fine. I think the only shop where I was like, it's fine to play the Christmas songs was actually in the actual Christmas shops. But that's just my opinion. But no, yesterday I feel did get me like in the Christmas vibe, and I am looking forward to Christmas, especially like in John Lewis. I was like, there's a video again on TikTok, I'm walking like along these decorations and it's like walking in a winter wonderland. I literally was in the Christmas vibe yesterday a little bit. I am excited for Christmas. I mean, I'm excited for this winter season, because when I'm not working, a cozy night in with a hot chocolate and a blanket is the best. Does everyone else prefer the winter for the same reason, or does everyone hate the winter and prefer the summer or other seasons? Do you think it's too early for Christmas songs and all of that? Let me know by sending me a voice message, and it may get featured in the next episode of A Day in the Life of Pete. So now I'm gonna answer some of your questions. So, these questions have been sent to me through Tell On Him. And you can send me your questions via Tell On Him, or also via Ask FM. Also, you can send in a voice message and ask me your question that way, for it to get featured in another episode. So, the last book you read. Well, I haven't read any books recently. I think I may need to have a digital detox soon, so maybe I might need to like get back into reading a book. Or when I say digital detox, I mean like maybe go on my phone at certain moments of the day, like at night time before going to sleep, read a book. How would you react to someone confessing feelings for you but you have none? I've already been in this situation before and I've told him how I felt. You just have to have that chat, that conversation. Just be honest. And in my situation, it was like, I don't want to like upset this person. And I told them that and didn't want to hurt their feelings. But I guess you just have to be honest and just tell them straight. And I mean, if it does upset them at the beginning, it does. But then they'll soon get over it. Hopefully. Here's to hoping you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much. What is your plans for the week? Well, this week I'm going to be working, which I have been doing, chilling and shopping, which I have been doing. But sadly, as I said, I only bought some food. Didn't actually buy any physical items. What's your age? 26. Now, I would like to say thank you so much for sending me those questions, and keep sending me them, because they may get featured in another episode of A Day in the Life of Pete. Yesterday, I had a nice chilled pamper day and a nice little drink outing with a friend. I find it really difficult now what to speak about on these episodes because there's nothing a lot to talk about. But I hope you have enjoyed this little short episode, and I'm sure there'll be another one for you very, very, very soon. So thank you for listening to A Day in the Life of Pete, and I'll talk to you all again shortly.